From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Apparently, the Pentagon believes that American soldiers stationed in Iraq and Afghanistan would rather bond with ex-cons than fight alongside openly gay service members. How else to explain the recent announcement that to meet its recruiting targets, the U.S. military is looking for ways to make it easier for people with rap sheets to join up while continuing to force out honest and able gay soldiers? The current policy review follows a 4-year surge in the military's use of waivers for bad behavior to allow more recruits with criminal backgrounds to fill the service ranks. As a result, the number of incoming soldiers with prior felony arrests or convictions has more than tripled in the past 5 years, and the number of Army recruits admitted on bad behavior waivers rose to 18% this year. Their criminal records include everything from drug abuse to stealing to aggravated assault, disruptive behaviors that a number of commanders say lead to disciplinary problems. Meanwhile, at last count, the Pentagon had discharged 12,000 ready, willing, and highly able American troops, including nearly 1,000 considered mission critical and more than 300 foreign linguists, simply because they're gay. This mass firing of otherwise qualified service personnel, sans criminal records, is necessary to preserve unit cohesion and effectiveness, say the Pentagon's peddlers of the discredited Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. In fact, dozens of other countries, including most of our NATO and coalition allies, now let gays serve openly, and none report morale or recruitment problems. To suggest that straight American troops are any less capable of doing their jobs when they fight alongside gay soldiers and are more competent in the presence of convicted felons is not only an insult to the troops, but an embarrassment to the country. The U.S. military doesn't need to lower its recruitment standards. It needs to lift the ban on gay service members and preserve the best of what it has. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.